Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. December 13, 2023. We should praise everyone. Question: when we praise a friend for some contribution on our path, it seems as if we create an obstacle to his modesty. But if we do not praise him, it is as if we humiliate him and ignore him. How can we work correctly with praise in our community? Answer: you have to appreciate every friend, even if you are 100% right and he is not. You walk together and help each other in any possible way. Sometimes you help him, sometimes it is the other way around. Therefore, it is necessary to respect, love, and appreciate all the friends. Question: can we praise them? Answer: you need to praise everyone all the time. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 3, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. What is the Lord is high and the low will see? Part 1. Humbleness and pride. Question: how can we not feel humble in the 10 while practicing humility so that it does not become a cause of pride? Answer: I should check myself whether I am humble enough to be proud of it already. Question: but these are mutually opposite things, humbleness and pride. How will they coexist together? Answer: everything coexists in a person. This is a creature that combines everything. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 3, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. What is the Lord is high and the low will see? Part 1. Indebted to the Creator. Question: what does it mean to be indebted to the Creator? Answer: it means feeling that we should do only what the Creator wants. Question: if a person feels the benevolence of the Creator and he has a desire to invest more in the group and to read the sources, is it out of egoism or to bestow to the Creator? Answer: it is unknown. First, he must rise above himself, try to do an above egoistic action against his will, and then he will be able to figure it out. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, December 4, 2023. Writings of Balha Sulam. From a low Lishma, we come to Lishma. The Book of Zohar, How to Improve the State of the World. Question: how can the Book of Zohar be used to improve the situation in the world? I really do not want to read it abstractly. Answer: then read it with the thought that you are thinking about the world. Then you will understand this book more deeply. Comment: but the text of the book has nothing to do with the events that take place in the world. My response: it does not matter. Read the Book of Zohar with the intention that the world will get better even if you do not understand anything. It is like medicine. Take it, and then you will see how it works. From Cab TV's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, November 12, 2023. The Ability of a Kabbalist. Question: how can a Kabbalist see all others on a better degree if he himself is on a higher degree relative to them? Answer: Kabbalists see others as better because they work in bestowal. For them, the whole world is people who strive for the Creator, only they add themselves to this kind of people in last place. They justify the whole world, the Creator, and not themselves very much. A real Kabbalist truly sees the degrees of other people, especially those below him. But he annuls himself, minimizes himself, and makes himself equal with them. In general, there are many ways of spiritual work here. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 29, 2023, Writings of Balha Sulam. Descends and incites, ascends and complains. Our world is a world of spiritual consequences. Question: the Torah describes the laws of communication with the upper force. Do these laws manifest themselves in our world as a root and branch? Answer: Some do because the Creator is the whole of nature around us. Elohim, in Gematria, is the same as Teva, nature. And if we treat it correctly, then, naturally, we will influence correctly the upper force called the Creator, and by this, it will influence us correctly. Comment: that is what is confusing. On one hand, in the book of Zohar, which in principle comments on the Torah and decodes it, it is written that the Torah does not say a single word about our world but only about states outside of time and space. My response: it is about the forces that are above our world. Question: yes. On the other hand, we see some manifestations of things in the Torah in our world also. There are some well-established traditions. How can one figure it out? Answer: very little is said about our world because our world is a world of consequences. If we begin to correctly impact the upper force, the Creator, according to the fact that we will become more and more correctly like Him, then naturally, His influence on our world will be positive for us. In other words, a commandment is an action to change an intention for oneself to an intention for the sake of bestowal, for the sake of the Creator. Such an action is possible only when a person is in direct contact with the Creator. And before that, he performs simply mechanical actions in our world, which are, as it were, preparation for spiritual ones. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, November 21, 2023. Day to day utters speech, and night to night tells knowledge. Day to day utters speech, and night to night tells knowledge, Psalms 19:3. That means everything flows smoothly from day to day and from night to night. Therefore, a person should try to make these transitions smoothly. Then all the nights turn into one night, and all the days turn into one day. A day is a state when we have the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the quality of bestowal. And the night is when we are in exile from this state. Sit, O dear ones, sit, and we will renew the correction of the bride on this night. Anyone who bonds with her on that night will be kept all through that year, above and below, and will complete his year in peace. It is written about them: the angel of God camps around those who fear him and will rescue them. Taste and see that the Lord is good, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rashbi, Zohar for all, on the night of the bride. Item 150. The point is that to all your corrections you need to add a global correction for all nights and days. Put them together so that they all turn into one day, and this day shines on a person. Kept all through that year means a person is protected from darkness. From Cab TV's Introduction to the Book of Zohar, November 12, 2023. Theory and practice. Question: is it enough to simply study the system of spiritual worlds to develop spiritually? Answer: no, it is not enough. The Kabbalah methodology explains how the system created by the Creator cascades from above downward under the influence of the upper light, which builds all the degrees. Now, we must climb the same degrees from below upward by working with each other. In principle, a person's spiritual development should include both types of study, theory and practice. One is impossible without the other. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, November 7, 2023.